nothing can come but that which God wills. And I feel very sure that whatsoever that means, however bad, however bad it may appear, it shall truly be the best. Well, stand on us more, just before he was executed. Dear friends, each of us puts our faith in someone. Maybe it will be a great teacher we won't have. It may be a friend, a boss, or an effective leader. Or it may simply be yourself. Human life is fragile. Come to me and bring. We naturally seek stability, which comes from putting one faith in someone. Then I knew, for once again, in this visit, that Jesus alone is worthy of total faith. Jesus cannot disappoint. We have already seen him steal a conscience by forgiving him, calm the rabbit's soul at sea, cure the sick, and cast out the devil. As if that were not enough, now he heals a disease that has persisted from childhood. To do that, his power has no limits. And then he raises a girl from the sick of death to show that he is the Lord of man. This is the God who created us and knows how many. The Lord who gives his body and blood to be healed. How worthy he is to receive the trust we all need to give. St. Matthew and Baptist, the role of faith in this miracle. The official kneels in front of Jesus. An act of homage and self-deprecation, an acknowledgement of his name and Jesus' superiority and power. When the suffering woman touches him, it's her faith that reveals her presence to Jesus, and her faith that activates. Faith lives in Jesus as Savior. Trust in his goodness and omnipotence. And visions, the transforming power of God's grace in our hands. God is not a machine. He doesn't let the rise of the small prayers and rituals, press a button and get in a grace if you can. God is a person. Faith is our relationship with that person. We are ready to know and love you and to share in his knowledge and love. But dear friends, St. Matthew shows us Teach me to see all things, how to see them.